Mental Health Monday Marathon. 24 hours tackling the stigma with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.
Into hour number 9 of the Mental Health Monday Marathon. My name's Mick Coyle. This is Radio City Talk. Today's a day where we're talking about mental health for 24 hours. Jake Mills is alongside me from the Chasing the Stigma charity. And Jake, the whole point of doing this is that we can do it for 24 hours. We've done it for... Have we done it for 9 hours? We've done it for a while now. Hey, we've done at least 8 hours of it as well. If we can do it for 24 hours, then maybe you can do it with a friend or a family member, a loved one, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think today has thrown up quite a lot of useful advice, I think, for people on how to ask someone, how to talk to someone, the services that are available, and mainly just to help normalise mental health and to say it's absolutely fine to, if you're struggling.
One of the things we're going to be doing this hour is speaking to a whole host of people who've served in the military and talk through some of the issues that come when you return to Civvy Street. So we've got loads of great guests, including Andy Grant. People will know about Bootneck. He'll be coming on the programme as well, focus of an ITV documentary as well. Jay Wheeler as well, who served in Afghanistan. Plus, we'll be speaking to organisations that help out with people who are returning to Civvy Street from the armed forces. We've got celebrity Harry Judd, though, on the line for now. Harry from McFly. Harry, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming on the programme.
Thanks for having me. I certainly was not in the army, just to clarify.
But you were in McFly.
Yes. Well, some would argue still in McFly, but... Yes, it's good to be on. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Now, people will have seen you either in McFly or McBusted, but also, dancing, and you've got a new book out about Get Fit, Get Happy as well. But actually behind that, behind the joys of rock and roll life and all that kind of stuff as well, you've suffered with all kinds of issues, including anxiety, paranoia, and OCD. Is your sort of new outlook on life about getting fit, getting happy, part of your recovery from that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you say, I over the years, starting from around the age of 19, had suffered with some mental health problems myself, and I've been lucky enough to kind of to tackle them successfully. But the thing is, I was able to do that through through exercise. That was kind of a key catalyst to kind of helping me to get better. And I decided to write a book about it, and I just felt it was important that someone talked about exercise, you know, from the point of view of its mental health benefits and not just the aesthetic benefits, because we're constantly talking about how exercise can make you look good, but I felt like no one was talking about how it can make you feel good too. So, you know, it's not just about transforming the way you look, it's about transforming the way you feel. And for me, exercise was an amazing, ingredient for helping me to get better. So, yeah.
Is there a moment when you're exercising? Is there like an endorphin that kicks in? Is there a hit that you feel where you think, right, that's it? That's what I was looking for when I put the trainers on and I hit the gym.
Well, yeah, kind of. But I think in terms of, you know, your mental health, it's important to say that obviously there are varying degrees of mental health. You know, we all have mental health. It's just whether you happen to be struggling with it, or you have, you know, good mental health. And it's important to say that I found, as I say, like when I was really struggling with mental health, it's not just the case of, oh, hey, I go to the gym and I feel better. It might just be a case of getting out and going for a walk or doing some gentle exercise. You know, often exercise coupled with like talking therapies or sometimes medication is the key. It's, you know, I'm not sort of saying that exercise is the only way I got better, but it was one way that definitely helped me deal with stress, which can often be, a key reason for why people suffer with mental health. And but now that I'm much better, absolutely, yeah, exercise is an amazing thing for making you feel good, for making, like I say, for making you feel happy. Yeah, certainly the endorphin release is something that I enjoy.
Is there anything that you ever look back at in terms of maybe live shows or performances on TV, things that you've done throughout the course of your career, which are sort of tarnished by that idea that deep down you knew you were struggling or that there was an issue there?
Not really. I mean, the thing is, I've always been, growing up quite confident. You know, I was a confident teenager, joined a band. I was lucky enough to be successful from a young age. And, I wouldn't have necessarily what you'd have thought you'd describe as a sort of classic type of person to get mental health. But that just shows that, anyone can suffer. You know, like I said, I had a nothing to complain about. I had such a happy life, and, you know, was in a band and touring the world, but that just doesn't make it me. So, but it wasn't anything in particular. It wasn't necessarily the stresses of touring or the nerves of going on TV or performing live. It was a kind of something that sometimes just can't be explained. And but thankfully I got help, and like I say, through several things such as just a healthy lifestyle and seeking professional help, I was able to come out the other end.
And you speak really honestly in your new book about your drug addiction as well. You had a friend who said, "Oh, you can smoke marijuana; it's not addictive," and then you find yourself with a skunk version of it, and yeah. you started to think, yeah. Oh, "Maybe I didn't get the best advice on this."
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, it's funny now as a 32-year-old, you know, with a family, like two children, talking about this, because, you know, the 19-year-old me kind of was, you know, you're completely different. You're young, you're naive, you think you know it all, and like I say, you think, oh, marijuana or skunk, it's not addictive, it's fine. And, you know, I think that was the key reason for why I kind of, my mental health issues started, you know, with feelings of anxiety and panic attacks. And, I would just say to young people out there, it's kind of, it's, you know, people always talking about the legalization of marijuana. There are different levels, and you just have to be careful, because, you know, for me personally, it didn't turn out so well, and I had some really tough times with it. But in a way, I kind of look at it as a blessing in disguise, because it meant that I never touched drugs again. I then turned to kind of other alternatives, such as kind of leading a healthier lifestyle, and because essentially I just wanted to make myself feel better. The drugs definitely played their part in my mental health issues. That wasn't fun, but again, something that thankfully I've been able to come out the other side.
And I wonder whether or not, you know, partly we need to manage our own expectations about what we expect from our pop stars and from our, you know, pop acts as well. You talk in the book about when you won a Brit Award, which for anyone must be an absolutely incredible moment, that chance to get up on stage. But you were aware you'd been nominated, and you're sitting in the crowd hoping that you don't win, just because of the fear of the anxiety of stepping up on the stage.
Yeah, it's just crazy what anxiety can do to you. Like it literally, it's really important for me to say as well, like for anyone that suffers with anxiety, when you're in the depths of anxiety, it's so isolating and so it's all consuming. But you have to remember that it does not define you. You know, anxious Harry, anxious me versus the real me is just a completely different person. The real me, you know, loves to go on stage and loves to be nominated for an award and would just absolutely relish that moment. But it just so happened in that time I was in one of the worst stages of anxiety, and, you know, I was kind of, could feel a panic attack coming on, and, you know, it feels utterly ridiculous and really hard to kind of understand if you haven't kind of been there. But I've thankfully been on the other side most of the time, and, you know, your anxiety or your depression or whatever it may be, it doesn't define you. It's not you. It is part of you, and it's something that can be tackled. So, you know, I've been there, and at some rather unfortunate times, because I would have much preferred to have enjoyed that Brit Award moment. But hey, I've had some amazing times, and like I said, most of the time I've been happy and anxiety-free, so it's all good.
And just to show, you know, if the bloke from McFly can have, you know, issues with his mental health, anyone can. But as you found out when you got back, I think from a treatment session, when you went to explain to your family about what was going on, was it your own brother?
That's right, yeah.
You said,
yeah. Yeah, that's right, my own brother. You know, he, just as I kind of confided in him initially and kind of had seeked out his help and support, and then, you know, exactly the same time, he said, "Do you know, I've not been feeling well either." And it's crazy because, like I said, we've been these happy, like, fortunate teenagers who had had a great life, and then suddenly things are just not feeling quite right. And, you know, it's a really nasty thing, but I think it's been amazing, particularly last year, with the amount of people that opened up and talked about it, particularly the Royals, you know, normalising mental health. It's literally no different to, you know, if you break your leg. It's something that can happen to anyone, and it can take a bit of time to heal. And I remember being told that when I first went to the doctor when I was like 19. He said, you know, don't worry, you're going to be okay. And this is, just imagine this is like you've broken your leg and we're just take a little bit of time to heal. We're going to help you through it. And that, for me, totally normalized it and kind of made me feel not so freaked out by it, because it is quite a frightening experience. I now take this experience I've had and try and make it a positive message for people and try and encourage people to get moving, get exercising. You know, I'm not talking about joining a gym and kind of going crazy. I'm just talking about adding some exercise into your life, and you wouldn't believe the mental health benefits that it has. So that's the back end of the book, the happy part of the book, where there's some like suggested exercises, stuff you can do at home, stuff you can do in the park, stuff you can do with your friends. It's just a different side of the balance. You know, a lot of it is all about diet, nutrition, and how to get ripped, but I wanted to do a book that was just kind of just a little bit more realistic and more achievable for people.
Speaking of being realistic, there is one that I picked up, by the way, and it's the chest press that you can do with your baby. And what you do is you lie down on your back and then you pick your child up. But you know what happens in real life on this one? It's that your child's just eaten. You're picking them up. That, you know what happens next, don't you?
Yeah, I've been there, mate. I literally, right now, have got one baby watching the TV. Well, and she's not a baby anymore. She's nearly two. I've got her watching the TV, the other one's asleep, just so I could do this interview. So, you know, having children in the house on your own is enough of a workout. You're literally just like running around the kitchen, making food, cleaning food, changing nappies. It's a very active life already. But, I just kind of wanted to, you know, try and encourage people to get moving in a sort of unintimidating way.
Harry, thanks for your time. Get Fit, Get Happy is the new book, a new approach to exercise that's fun and helps you feel great. There's loads of stuff in there that you can do with the kids as well. Harry Judd, thanks for joining us on the Mental Health Monday
Marathon.
Thanks,
mate. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you for your time. There's Harry from McFly on Radio City Talk. I promise you, celebs.
Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.